Welcome back to Right Quick,
a bite-sized pop culture conversation with your two favorite queer unfriendly black hotties.
We are unfriendly today because of men. Why are they? I am Vance Go.
And I'm Nandi K. Mark safe for men today.
Every day, bitch. All right, so today's episode, we've been talking about this behind the scenes. It's another very special episode. We are going to be talking about Miss Andrew.
That's my girl.
She cool people. She funny. she funny online.
Oh, she's very funny online. But you know, Miss Andrew, who is Miss Andrew?
Who is it? So yeah, we must define Miss Andrew because every time I say Miss Andrew in casual conversation, people be like, huh? And I'm just like, concerning. Oh, and then I say things like, oh, well, you know, misogyny. I'm like her cousin. But anyway, so according to dictionary.com, misandry is a noun that means hatred, dislike, or mistrust of men's.
Yeah.
Additionally, they did make it a important distinction that it is originally considered the converse of its counterpart, misogyny, but that is no longer the case. While misandry has retained its original meaning, misogyny has broadened in meaning to cover an additional sense involving sexism. So, dictionary made the distinction that it is not sexist to be a misandrist.
Yeah, and that's because, and we can talk a little bit about power structures, baby. Because there is no power structure in which people hating men impacts men's lives at all. And I think that's sad, but it is the truth.
you wish that.
Yeah, I want
that it would a little.
I want men to pay. I'm not saying that what I feel is healthy. Actually, I'm constantly saying it's very unhealthy. And I also say I'm working on it, and I'm trying in some ways, but I do still, I'm a work in progress. I want men to pay. Yeah.
Heard.
Yeah. Even though I'm an abolitionist, that's kind of where the line is for me right now. But hey, God ain't through with me yet. Amen.
Amen. Ashe. well, yeah, I do think like, it is important to say, like, it's not the same, right? Because it's like, I think it's the same exact thing as like being a black person. It's like, hey, white supremacy is bad. And you know how to read. So you can see all the things that whiteness exactly. have done to the world and you don't like them. So it's just like your eyes and ears work.
Yeah, I'm just reporting the facts on my experience. And so like when men try to act like misandry, treat misandry like reverse racism, imaginary, right? Also imaginary, because at the end of the day, even though misandry is like, quote unquote, is a real thing, it's not like a real, it doesn't affect men's material everyday conditions. Their feelings are hurt sometimes.
Right.
Good. just because a woman said that men are trash online, if you weren't trash, I assume that wouldn't hurt your feelings.
Right, right.
That's just my thought. Maybe it hurts your feelings because you're trash. Have you tried, I don't know, not being trash?
Typically not. The ones that are the loudest about it actually are not trying to not be trash. But again, it's the same as like when you say fuck, like not fuck white people. Well, yeah, fuck white people. Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Fuck whiteness, fuck white supremacy. And it's yes. like, not all whites. And it's okay. like, it
well,
works
I
the
don't
same
know,
way.
Y'all. Yeah. Listen, it's too many of y'all for me to be like, not all of y'all. And I just think if misandry was like a real system that had consequences, it would be like one of the only justified systems. Also, if reverse racism was real, it would also be justified. Like, it's people responding to their experience. White people just came over here and killed us for no reason.
enslaved,
brought us over here, kidnapped us, took us away from our families, stole all our resources. Yeah, created laws that keep us from doing shit that still fuck with us today. If I say I hate crackers, nothing happens to them.
And crackers is a funny,
it is,
quote unquote, slur.
It's hilarious.
When I go to the grocery store and I'm looking for crackers, I literally just say crackers, crackers, crackers over and over as I'm walking through. And I do it every time. And I'm like, you know, it's not the same thing because they couldn't say niggers, niggers. Like, they couldn't. No. Like, I'm literally looking for crackers. Like, I'm looking for crackers.
I love doing stuff white people can't do. I also wanted to talk about, you know, since we're talking about like how misandry and a lot of times is people responding to their own experiences with men. And I would say men feel the same way about men. They're afraid of them. We found some statistics about why people might have these feelings. According to the FBI, and this is a 2019 statistics, 80% of violent crimes in the U.S. were committed by men. That's a lot, y'all.
A lot of 80%.
And then only, that means only 20% was the show snapped.
Shut up.
Is that the 80-20 rule they be talking about?
That is the 80-20 rule. But, snapped. Specifically about snapped.
Yeah, snap. As some people don't, I don't know if people know this. Snapped has been on for a really long time. So just in case some of our like younger listeners may not know about snapped, Snapped is a docuseries TV show that chronicles the lives of women who have been charged with murder. And most of the time, the woman was experiencing some type of abuse and then killed her abuser. It's now in its 36th season, just in case you're wondering, like, if they don't have more stories to tell.
That's crazy. Is it like a season a year, or is it... Cause you know, Survivor's like in its 40th season, but they do 2 seasons a year, which is how they got there. Cause I'm like, 36 is like some people's age that are in this group.
That's true. Snapped started in the year 2004. So it's been on for 22 years this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they must double up a little.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They definitely do more than one season a year. For sure. And each episode's a different person.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they're in like the 600s, almost 700 episodes.
Do you watch now?
I haven't in a long time. I actually thought about it for this, and then I was like, dang, it's still on? Wild.
That's crazy. I only watch Snap when I'm at a hotel. Like,
yeah, you know, exactly. It's like on the TV. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll watch it if I'm just laying around something.
Yeah, and I'd be like, yeah, kill him, girl.
Right.
Fuck him. He's bad. But we can talk a little bit about patriarchy.
Mm-hmm.
Patriarchy. Patriarchy. A system of social relationships, values, norms, and behavior patterns that are predominantly shaped by men and which encourage a privileged position for men at the expense of other genders.
Our girl, she's actually, she, no, well,
she's,
I mean,
not my girl. I hate
in
her.
All seriousness, patriarchy is trash. She harms everybody. I think even men suffer at the hands of patriarchy. You know, men are always crying about like not being able to cry or express their feelings to women.
And who set that system up?
And it's right. And it's just like, hey, like, you realize this is not good for any of us. Like, it's not good for the people that you date. It's not good for you. It's not good for your brother. Like, it's not good for any of us. So, like, you know, just maybe divorce yourself from it or divest from it.
Man, you would think they could. You would think they could. But, you know, I don't know. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm going to say this on a recorded platform, but sometimes I feel sorry for men. Like, I won't be repeating it.
I just wanted to hear it again.
If men are also like, if not the biggest victims of the patriarchy, like they're the closest victims to patriarchy. And they can't even be themselves. And also, like, they've bound themselves, right? That's how fucked up patriarchy is that you bind up yourself in your maleness and you can't get yourself out. Like,
right. Well, it's like, yeah, it's self-producing. It's like, yeah, it polices itself. And like, mm-hmm. that's why they say fragile masculinity, because it's like, if wearing like a light blue shirt is gonna make you less of a man, what does it even mean to be a man? Like, is it important that you uphold that? Like, is it?
Because,
like,
I can tell you don't seem what happy. Some things I know about men, the brand, they're awful. They're not nice. They're not self-aware. They stink. They're illiterate. And that's just naming a few things about men, the brand. Like, that's just naming a few things. Wouldn't you want to free yourself from those things? Do you want people to refer to you as awful, not nice, not self-aware, stank, and illiterate? I wouldn't want anyone calling me any of those things, except my enemy. My enemy should definitely call me awful, or I'm not doing my job. I need an enemy harder.
That's fair. You being too kind to your ops if they think you're not awful. Yeah. The men branding is awful. Well, I feel like the branding somehow, because people still want to do it. So it's somehow something about something they like, because it's like they still holding on to it. So I don't get that part. But
it doesn't seem like they want to do it from my perspective. From my perspective, it seems like a lot of complaining about doing it. And also, they're not doing it anyway. So can we talk about that? Of like, they're like, a man's, why don't nobody ever raise me up? Why don't nobody get it out the mud with me? I protect and I provide. But you don't. You're going 50-50 on bills. You're not providing shit. So be a fucking partner, you stupid hoe. You don't know everything. Be a partner. I see a lot of men complain about being men. They're not doing the things that are also required. These things they're complaining about, they're not doing. They're not meeting the bar. They're mad because those are the standards they set for themselves.
Because it's unattainable.
Unattainable.
Yeah, well, but like, I guess that's my vibe.
Well, it ain't unattainable. Like, it's not unattainable for everyone.
That's true. But I feel like if you are able, I think the self-awareness is there, right? Or lacking mm-hmm. of it is there. Because it's like, if you're able to recognize that you're not doing what you quote unquote supposed to be doing, but you're still somehow a man, right? Like you're still a man, nothing changed. Then if you can hold both of those things, and it's just like, okay, how can I show up and be happy and full and still like be in this thing that I'm in? And it's like, cause you can go half season, be fine.
You can. And a lot of, like, and I speak to straight people, a lot of straight women will. They work. They have their own money. They don't need you. It's 2026. Like, there's people who, and they act like there's no women doing this, when I know good and goddamn well there are. There's bitches paying niggas bills. There's niggas driving their baby mama car right now to the studio. The to record their mixtape. And if that's you, what's up? Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening if that's you.
Love yourself, queen.
But it's like, why not? I guess my question is, why not choose to be different? And I understand, like, because patriarchy is a system and that there are, like, consequences. You lose social currency.
Yeah, quote, I was going to say, unquote. There's benefits to holding, identifying, being over there, but it's like, is it
what are the benefits?
Get paid more? I don't know.
But that's gonna happen anyway, right? Like, get paid more, like, than who? Women? That's happening.
But I don't think they hold it where it's like, I think it's a social currency you just mentioned, where mm-hmm. it's just like, I think it's important for them to be a man. Like, I'm a man or whatever, right? But it's like, what does that mean? What does that look like? And again, if like all the complaints you have about being a man or like the, you know, the pressure of having to be a man like went away, you would probably be happier and it wouldn't make you any less of a man. You'd just be a more full person. I mean,
yeah, and I always think too, like being a man's man, like that's the gayest thing you could be, right? Like
it's always
a man's
gay.
Man is gay.
It's always gay.
Because you're a man gay. Who is for a man. That's gay. Like
it's always about muscles. Maybe
when I say I'm a girl's girl, I'm and I don't really say that, but I will.
We know the girls, girl.
I will. Well, I want men to free themselves from the shackles of patriarchy and toxic and fragile masculinity. I want men to learn how to read. So then you can read Bell Hooks, The Will to Change. You've read this, right?
I have read most of it. Have you read it?
I have, yes.
Okay, no, so I'm probably 70% done with the book. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't like men, so I with Bell Hooks, I always like struggle because, but that's a me thing. There's something wrong with me. I'm not saying that how I see men is healthy. It's not. It's not. It is in response to my experience, and I am working on it. I work
that's
with
that
two
self-awareness.
Men. I work with two men. Less like I'm making progress, but that's one thing I don't like about Bell Hooks. She likes men, like, and I'd be like, oh,
I want for men to be better, like healthy and full, right?
Yeah.
I'm always talking about if you are a man and you want to know if you're good or not, just ask like the woman in your life, or ask the non-men, or ask the children. I know the children ain't gonna be like, you ain't shit. I got that, but I think a good litmus is if women and children feel safe around you. And I feel like a lot of men like either never or barely cross that bar. And that's a really low bar. And it's like, I just want these niggas to be better, like all around. And I don't really know how to go about it. Cause I feel like sometimes you go too hard, then it's just like, they ain't even gonna listen to what you're saying, even if you ain't wrong. So it's like, I don't know how to do it. I don't know.
Yeah, I want men to be more free than they are, but there's some like personal like responsibility. Like, no, you can't necessarily as one person change the patriarchy or shift the system of patriarchy, but you can as one person decide that you get to determine what manhood means for you and that you don't have to like conform and like beat up women or hate women or try to dominate people to be in the world. Like, be free. Like, white people are so fucked up from the kind of like authoritarian domination that they have. They're genetically fucked. We're genetically fucked. They're genetically fucked in a different way.
Right.
And it's like, I specifically think about black men. Like, black men do not need like that, this layer of like kind of like they're kind of a tool of fascism, right? Like patriarchy is a tool of fascism, a tool of authoritarianism. Like, black men don't need that very complicated layer of trauma of being like a perpetrator of abuse on top of like the victim hood that you like inherit in some ways from being a black person in the world in the US. It's a lot. It compounds. Yeah, it's sad. Free yourself.
Not this heavy episode of Misandry.
Do butt stuff.
But yeah.
Liberation is through your G spot.
5 minutes.
It can be
5 minutes.
Thank you. But yeah, no, I think I like what you were saying about just like one person's not going to do it, but I do think you got to make the decision. I also think if you're modeling is also something that I like to do myself. Like, I'm just like, you could just model different ways of being so that there's there's just a proof. Like people could say, oh yeah, like so-and-so's not like that. And it's not even like, I don't even like to hold that I'm not like that. I just try not to be like that, I guess. Cause that's all you can do is try. And if somebody tells you like, hey, you're falling short, you do kind of have to look at why that was said and maybe make changes if you feel like that's what you want to do. And that's really it. Like, I mean, me and you joke about this all the time. Like, good men. Are there any good men?
Yeah, they're not that good though. They're good in comparison.
Right. Yeah. Well, like the saying or the joke that we say often, which is like the best man you knew growing up was trash.
Yeah. I think about now, which is kind of wild to think about. Like my dad is probably like the best. Y'all actually are better than him, but outside of y'all two, my dad is probably the best man I knew. And he puts these modern niggas to shame. And I feel like that's kind of sad. Like, my dad's a boomer. And the fact that my dad is, like, a more independent, self-reliant, educated man. Mind you, I call him stupid all the time. But he's smarter than these niggas out here who are my age. And I'm like, that's scary. Like, he doesn't look at women as, like, somebody to do labor for him. He damn near don't. He's like, I don't need you in my house. I'll do it. He'll do everything on his own. You know, he's kind of like independent to a fault in the way that boomers are as well. Yeah. But he's never treated women as like the way that I see men talk about women now. And I think that's sad. It's like my dad can bake, he can sew, he can do anything for himself. And men these days don't come out knowing how to cook or read or nothing. And it's scary out here, Vance. Yeah, I slipped up twice. That was the second one. It's scary. It's because I'm so distraught.
Yeah, I think about some of the men I grew up around and like, yeah, same thing. Like, it's just like they were like my grandpa, probably the best man I know. Like, mm-hmm. He was like my father figure. And like, you know, when you become an adult, you hear some stuff, you like trash.
Yeah.
And it's not even to say the whole person is trash, but that is trash, objectively trash. And it's like, wow. What do you do with that? What do you hold that? And it's like, and again, it's like, it's sad because it's like, that is still one of the best men that I know, or at least that I was around as a kid. And it's just like, ooh.
Dang, I actually found out my dad was like better than my mom used to say. My mom kind of lied on him, like for real. That was kind of crazy. My dad actually was better than I thought. He's still not, but way better than I thought. Yeah, you know, niggas, free yourselves. Free yourselves. Get that G-spot touched, amen? Let your lady do it. It's not gay. If your lady does it, it's not gay. That's what Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union be doing. Or that's what I hope they be doing. That's what it looks like they be doing to me. That's what kind of energy they have.
I'll hold that.
I would join. All right. Well, I think I want to end this episode by asking a very important question. Do men deserve rights?
I'm going to say yes. But watch it, niggas.
I'm going to say no. I think that they should be allowed rights on a test basis.
Probationary?
Yeah. No, you need to take a test and pass it. Oh, straight up. Just like straight test. Up actual test. A physical like a permit. Test. Like a, we'll like put a it in whatever language you need it in. Yeah. And you can even have it administered verbally. So we're not even going to make it ableist. We can accommodate any way. And that's how I think men's rights should be determined.
I'll take it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think today's episode is sponsored by the Gay Agenda. We are out here breaking up straight happy homes year after year.
Denounce your gender now.
A big thanks to our producer and audio Adonis, Aaron Rand Freeman.
I have been Vance Go. You can sometimes find me on Instagram. Just look up Vance Go. He may be there. And sometimes on the TikTok, the clock app.
Yes.
Where can we find you?
I'm Nandi K. You can find me on Instagram and Threads and Blue Sky at Nandi KAYYY. We'll see you next time.
Love y'all.
Right Quick is a podcast for They Agenda Productions, created by Nandi K and co-hosted by Vance Go. Aaron Rand Freeman is our mouthy producer. Theme music by Luke Santi. Art by Sonia Honeycutt. If you like what you heard, subscribe, rate, review, and follow us on Patreon at They Agenda Productions.